every time we do Fun with Real Audio.
Right.
Well, this is really a kick to Reiner's balls more than yours, although you're involved.
Oh, really?
In a minor way.
Always am.
Yeah. This isn't that bad for you, though. It's more on Reiner, because he had some real funny stuff happen to him over the last week. Just meltdowns, man. But we'll start with Grego. Now, about a week ago, Reiner told us that he had made it back from the doctor to get his prostate examined. And this was a really funny segment. I went back and listened to the whole thing. It was a really funny segment. But something caught my attention. Matter of fact, it caught Kevin Scott's attention. He alerted it to me.
Kevin Scott.
Because we were all ripping on Reiner, making fun of him and just...
coming up with dirty jokes about his prostate exam.
Everything was a punchline, and Grego was getting mad. Grego was saying how we needed to treat this serious, because this is a serious issue.
Well, it is.
I realized that. So let's take a listen to Grego. This is in the middle of the segment, pretty much shutting us all up, because we're treating this as such a joke.
You know, we could be doing a service for other P1s out there.
We are.
All we're doing is making a big freaking joke out of it.
No, I'm serious.
People should know. Yeah, if you've got a lava rock.
Oh, yeah, Kevin.
If you've got a lava rock or a cinder block.
And cinder blocks, okay. Yeah, you're providing a service over there.
Yeah, you're really adding something to this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a serious subject matter.
Right,
why couldn't we do that to provide a service? There might be somebody out there, you know, my age or Reiner's age, that's never got this done. And we could prompt them to go get it done.
Hey, it's
but
time.
But no, you guys are over there.
No, we're making
jokes.
You're
talking about cognac and cinder blocks and bending over and.
Yeah,
now they're not
bad.
Now they're
See,
not about
that's
to go
funny,
there.
Huh?
No.
You know, not only that, I mean, you're putting down the whole medical profession, which I believe your family's a part of.
Yes,
Corby.
They are. They are. All right, so you're getting on all of us.
Probably, probably deserved to.
Yeah, it was bad. But let's take you back to the very beginning of the entire segment, and let's just see who fires that very first shot.
It was time, buddy.
Prostate?
Prostate.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh. Was there blood?
Oh. No, there was no blood. There was no cream. It was very quick in, quick out, as those things usually are.
You hope so, anyway.
Yeah, you do hope so.
So you better finger up your butt today.
The very first shot right there.
Yeah, let's keep this very serious. This is a public service announcement here that we're giving out to people.
There's people my age. You might
really
be wanting to go out there.
Now they're not going to go. You had a finger up your butt today. What a hypocrite.
Oh.
Never said I wasn't a hypocrite.
Oh.
You said y'all need to get off of it.
And this is how ridiculous that segment got. Just think if you went to your doctor. I had a legitimate medical question for Mike. And this is how stupid this show is. This is how ridiculous we are. Think if your doctor ever said this to you. Where is your prostate?
In your ass.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Oh, boy. All right, so last week also, there was a major meltdown before the ranch report. One of the strangest introductions ever happened between Mike and Mickey, in which Mike just lost it completely.
So we'll get into that about 5:50 or so. Right now, though, Booth Eye Care and Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Just Breaks, right? They team up to bring you this. The Ranch Report. With Mickey Spagnola of DallasCowboys.com. How you doing today?
Fine. What's going on?
Wonderful. Not too much, that is.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Good. That's a rough start there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Listen closely. Don't laugh over this. As he asks Mickey how he's doing, or how's it going? He answers fine. And then it just goes bad from there.
For my follow-up, I believe I did the same thing.
You did. You did. You asked him the same question twice because you were so thrown off by everything.
How you doing today?
Fine. What's going on?
Wonderful. Not too much, that is.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Good. good.
Still good.
Martin's losing it just a little
what
bit.
What caused that, I wonder?
Because you are going insane. Yep. Let's hear it again.
How you doing today?
Fine. What's going on?
Wonderful. Not too much, that is.
Oh, good.
How are you?
I'm good.
all right, can I...
That is such a wonderful exchange.
All right, can I throw out a possible theory as to how that happened
and
why?
It's not going
to
be able to be proven.
Go ahead.
I think from the time I bring him on until the end of the segment, I just zone out. Every day, and when he asked me that question, I was paying no attention.
That theory cannot be proven?
No, I think that one actually may be able to be proven.
I think that one holds some water.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The second he says, ranch report, he starts going into silent hand farting
yeah,
for
you
the
do.
Next 10 minutes.
Yep. The second I say, how you doing today?
And then yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
No.
During Fact Spotter.
Oh, no. No, please, no. Don't do this to me.
Just everybody in their cars driving around. You try to figure out what's going on here when he has a really fun stammer.
When I called out a snake like nookie, 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 the gentleman next to me then called snake, which followed with an obvious chorus of caught a snake. Then someone from behind us started singing Give It To Me, Lance, with the moaning and groaning that we all know K. Scott loves and I'm sure misses from Colorado. There is no escaping the work of Snake and the Bill Boop and the Bill Mr. Tomato Head. There he is.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Dan Grouchy and turns bright.
All right, you can go lower down.
Mr. Tomato.
Okay, so.
Do we have an edit of that?
Oh, yeah.
And the boom, boop. And the boom, boop.
Sounds like you're.
And the boom, boop.
You know what that sounds like? Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live with
the
Killer Bees when they did the a buzz buzz?
Yeah.
A buzz buzz. That's what
and the boozle boop. Boop.
And the boozle boop.
I like the tambourine in the background behind that, too.
And the boozle boop.
Hey, you're almost...
And the boozle boop.
What were you trying to say?
I don't know. I have no... I can't imagine. I have no excuse for that one.
Oh, man. And we caught it immediately, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like the long version because it just stops everything, and we immediately burst into hysterical laughter. Play the long
when
version.
When I called out a right, snake like nookie,
your,
nookie, nookie, the gentleman next to me then
this.
Called snake, which followed with an obvious chorus of caught a snake. Then someone from behind us started singing Give It To Me, Lance, with the moaning and groaning that we all know K. Scott loves and I'm sure misses from Colorado. There is no escaping the work of Snake and the Bill Boop and the Bill...
Mr. Tomato Head. There he is.
Wow, man.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if you're looking for an explanation, I don't have one.
That may be my favorite stammer of all time.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to reproduce.
It really is.
Imagine making...
I mean, that was truly one of a kind.
Imagine
there.
Making this sound in everyday conversation.
And the boop boop.
Oh, boy.
That was truly one of a kind. That is a moment that will never be duplicated.
I know. No. Ever in your life. Well, good work from both of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hate you. Is that it? Is that all the fun with audio we have for today?
That's
for
it.
For today.
Yes.
Okay. That's a lot of fun.
Take care, Snake.
I will.